We're up to Yubeis Amud Aleph. Mishnah. Top of the page, new Mishnah. Hagdish Nechasav. If somebody makes Hegdish, all of this is a state, Vahoye Behen included in the state was Dvarim Ru'uyin Lehakravas Atzibur, Lokaban Atzibur. You had your own stuff inside your estate that was suitable for the Mizbech, which we'll see you talking about Ketores. Is yinosnu le'umnim bischaron? Divrei Rabbi Akiva says. So what do? We take that and the things, and we give it directly to the workers as their wages, and then the hegdish buys it from the workers. So that's how we take it and make it kodesh. We take the money from hegdish and we're buying it from these workers. You donated it, so how do we get it become? How do we get it become hegdish? So we take the money, we give it to the, take this tailors, pay it to the wages to the employees, and then we hegdish takes its money and buys it off these employees, and therefore the money swaps for the tailors. That's how that becomes kodesh. Very different than the last one, as we'll see in a minute. What are you talking about? This is so different than last time. Over here, you're paying directly the wages. The way we learned in the Mishnah yesterday was, you can't pay there. You can't be mechal the transfer. The hegdish has to be transferred to a dover sheyesh by mamish, not to a wage. So what we did yesterday was, we set aside the money that we would give as wages, but it's still sitting in hegdish. You swapped the ketores for this money. And then you took the ketores, so you already made a swap. Then you took the ketores and you gave it to the employees as wages, the ketores now, because you swapped the ketores for the money, so the ketores now becomes the wage. And then we buy from the new lishcha, we buy the new money from them. So there's one more step. Rabbi Akiva bypassed that step. Menachem said, why did you bypass? You got to go back to that step. Ain't the means, another way to do it. First you set aside the money, let's say $200, you're going to pay them wages. You set aside $200 somewhere in the base of Middash. And then you transfer the ketores, whatever it is, on the money of the umnin. Then you give them the ketores on the umnin, because the kedusha is transferred to this money. Then you give the ketores on the umnin, bischoron as their wages, and then you buy it with the new money. So there's one extra step. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah is Hamakdish Nechasov Yemakdish or Yenechasim Vahoyu Behen Behemer Ruya Gab Mizbeach, included in your Nechasim, your estate, but also animals. Animals that had no blemishes that were suitable for the Mizbeach, Zechadim Venekevas, male and female, Rabbelezer says, everything you donate to the Beder Kabbayis. Whatever you donate to the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, Beder Kabbayis. Because he said everything goes to the Eibishter. Kabbonis, not everything goes to the Eibishter.
But he assumes that when you said that on giving, it's
from
the Kabbalah, whether it's a
problem
or not.
Everyone holds you there, close to better Kabbalah. It's better Kabbalah. But we'll still see three opinions on how to learn this here. So Rav Elazar says that a person, when he generally donates to the Beis HaMikdash, he means for the maintenance of the Beder Kabbayis, because he says LaHashem. LaHashem, what's totally the Eibishter's? Kabbanos are never totally the Eibishter's. Part of it goes to the Kohen, part of it goes to Yisrael, and even an Oyla, the Oyla goes to the Kohen. The only thing that entirely belongs to Eibishter is Beder Kabbayis. So everything Beder Kabbayis, including the animals that are shaykh to the Mizbeach. But on the other hand, we know that if the animal shaykh to the Mizbeach, you want it to be in the Mizbeach. So therefore we say, Zechari, what do you do with the male animals? You sell it. Letzorche oilus, you sell it to somebody who needs an oilus because it still has a shaykh. There's a little bit of balabachikai on the bayach there. But what do you do with the money? The money goes to Beder Kabbayis. And the cave is also, the money goes to Beder Kabbayis. But what do you do with the animal? You sell it to someone who needs a carbon. You mochru, letzorche zivche shlamim. But the man, yiplum, shayna chas Beder Kabbayis. And the money falls with the chas into the Beder Kabbayis. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Rabbi Yeshua says that those which are suitable for Mizbech, they belong directly to Mizbech. Don't do Beder Kabbayis. Zuchorim, Atzman, Yikrivu Oilus. They themselves are brought up as an Oilus. Not that you sell it in the money. They themselves are brought up because they belong to Mizbech. But when you said you're giving to Mizbech, you meant a carbon that completely belonged to Mizbech. You meant an Oilus. All other kabbanas, only a part of the carbon goes to Mizbech. So what do you do with the Nekevus? An Oilus cannot be in the Nekevus. What do you do in the Nekevus? You machru tzorchei zivchei shlamim, sell to somebody else who can use as a shlamim. And the yavi, but, and what do you do with the money? Oilus. You buy animals that are oilus. The shayin chas, the rest of the state, which is not shayin chas, that's yipul of Beder Kabbayis. Why? He should be daisa. Rabbi Elazar says when a person makes a donation, he doesn't make chalukim. Everything goes to the same place. And because he has, including the animals, he also is giving away his estate. His estate can be brought in Mizbech. So since the estate definitely is better, Kabai is so to the animals. It all goes in one place. Not like a Bishua that what's row for here is here, what's over here is here.
So why wouldn't other people hold the same thing in this case where what you found was.
He wasn't found. They're talking about over there.
It's a magdish nechos, the same exactly lashon.
Yeah.
They say you find things that are not the dvarim aruim mekabonis v'tzibur.
Okay, it's explained later why it goes. I think it's explained later why it goes directly. Why tefillahs are different. Good question. Okay. Rabbi says, I will make a pshala. Shamati, I understood. As divrei shneihem. This I understood. Hamagdish befeidish. If you clearly say the words "I'm being magdish lebedek abayis," which is so obvious that all mafashim says that can't be pshat, but hamagdish befeidish means you said you spelled out clearly my animals and my estate. So you enunciated, you specified animals, you specified estate, but you didn't then qualify the animals should go to his bech and the estate should go here. You just said my animals and my estate, but you specified both. Is that you wanted that you all end up in the same place? Then said Rabbi Elazar, "Itki Rabbi Elazar." But v'hamagdish tam, if he didn't specify animals, he just said my entire estate, and then we found that in your estate there were animals, then you can never be sure. The animals go there, and the estate goes there. Hamagdish nechasa, what happens v'hamagdish nechasa, and this thing I'll explain later. V'hamagdish nechasa, v'hoye behen dvarim ruin l'gab mezbeach, there were things that were suitable for mezbeach, l'moshel, yenis, wine, shemanim, oil, these are suitable for nesachim and menachas. And if the birds oilus oif, here Rabbi Elazar says, not Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar says, I agree in this case here. Yemachru letzorchei oise hamin. In this case, I agree that you don't say that everything goes to your Tibetic abayis, but these things here, you use it for its min. What do you mean use it for its min? You sell it, and the money you use it for to buy things for its min, for the mizbech. The yavi bidman oilus, you bring over here oilus. Here I'm made by Yenin Shman, since they're suitable for Mizbeach, and we'll see more later why. I'm made it goes to the Mizbeach. It itself can be. Well, Rabbi Shua for sure says that. First of all, let's go to the first part.
Is Klolus the Kbedek Habayis is a lower Dargah of Kedusha than specific for
Klolus? Lower Dargah of Kedusha, but because it's only the value of it, but it has a lot more Chumris. For example, a Koy cannot benefit from it. We'll see more later. Another example is that the Gedulei and things that come out of it are Asr. And so the Achumris, the Akulis.
This goes to Bedek Abayis also.
Yeah, it's a big cooler there, you can be paid it. And you don't need to wait for a mum by an animal. Like by a kochim, you have to wait for a mum before you can be paid it. So the Achumris, in Gemara Tumur we had, the Achumris and the Kulis of each one. So the Gemara, the biggest Chumris is that all of it belongs to the Eibishter. Hamakdish, the Kabbalah, but Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, what are we talking about? Hektaitis. Now, if we're talking about tatis, means that individual or private person is donating tatis. Now, we know that this, we had a machlekes a couple of days ago, whether a private person can donate kabbonis, whether private, do we accept a private donation, or do we say that we are worried that he won't give it wholeheartedly and we have private money mixed in? So Rabbi Yechon is saying, I disagree. We don't want private donations. That's not what it means here at all. So what does it mean? Tepate be'umin mishel beis antinis shahoye neitel bischarek tetis. We're not talking about the tetis itself. We're talking about the way that he prepared the tetis. The tetis themselves belong to the beis hamikdash. He prepared the tetis and he donated whatever is prepared and he gave that to the beis hamikdash. Because the actual thing itself, we don't want it to belong to a private person because we have a problem with that. My time in Benazir, what's the word Benazir? Why need middle steps? And a Hegdish with Chalam Aloch El Alamoid. Hegdish cannot be swapped over on something which is intangible. It has to be something real, something tangible, something that you can, a substance. So, tonight we learned the Yad Bekotche Bedekabai, the Chumrid. Here that we are learning the Chumrid Bedekabai is number one. Shestam Hegdish is Lebedekabai. Stam, when a person said I'm donating to Hashem, he meant Bedekabai. Hegdish Bedekabai is, first of all, Cholaha Koil. When it comes to Mizbeach or Kochim, only if it's suitable for the Mizbeach.
Would you say that the reason you say so about the Kabayis because in the person's mind it says Kabayis are filled with Yeritzim and Machtis HaShekel. That there is a specific designation. Better Kabayis is like the Shifty and there's no annual appeal for it.
Could be. No one says that, but on the other hand, you're talking about an animal. You have a real animal there. So what do you think? There's an animal here. I say, I'm donating my animals. So how would... When you say La Hashem, you say, I'm donating it to the Eibishter. Eibishter is better Kabayis, not Kochim. Why? Because the Eibishter does not get the whole Kochim. The Kohenim shared with the Eibishter. No, the oil goes to the kohenim. So there's nothing in kachim that goes entirely to the Eibishter. Look at the mincha of a kohen that goes kule kolul Hashem. Umoylin bigidulein. That's chumra number one. Number chumra two is moylin bigidulein. Anything comes out of it, you know, the cholov and the vladein, it's all kaidish. Bein behen anol kohen. Kohen have no benefit from it. Amnon chanani rabba lezer, he... Rav Chanani says, this follows Rabbi Lezer, the Tanina we learned, HaMakdish Nechasa V'Hoysa Behen Behemer Ruya Gab Mizbeach. He had Behemers this Ruya Mizbeach. It's high Zecharim Sayin Kebis. Rabbi Lezer says, everything goes to Bedek Abayis. Zecharim Yim Kutzor Chayelu Nekev Yim Kutzor Nezcharim Shlamim. Sorry. But with the man, Nipush HaNechasa Bedek Abayis. Rabbi Lezer says, when you donate stam, where's it going? To Bedek Abayis. That's Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Even though there were animals there suitable for the base of midrash, okay, when you sell it to somebody who'll bring an oil or a shlamim. But what happens with the money? Bedek Abayis. What's Rabbi Lezer's svara? Because then the pasuk we each ki yagish has base kodesh la Hashem. He dashes when it says a pasuk each ki yagish has base. Base doesn't mean literally your house; it means your entire estate, as we'll prove in a minute. And your entire estate, and who when you stam donated, who you donating it? La Hashem. When does it belong entirely to Hashem? Only by Bedek Abayis. But men, what are we talking about? In the base, didn't manage the house, no animals, not just the house. It says, you know, Makdish, he goes base. We know, didn't redeem by Bahar. What happens if you Makdish your house? How do you redeem it? So we know already the concept of donating your house. What do you need this party for? Elikan, non kamin, but Makdish the chosa. Base over here means your estate, all your assets. And even though some of them are Romans Bech, it's all Hashem, Bedek Abayis. Mikan, Shastam, Hegdesh, is the Bedek Abayis. If you don't specify, it all goes to the make the Makdish. Now let's explain this further. He says, "Name Rav, Bameh Pligin." What is that? There have three opinions. How? When does Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua argue? There's two possibilities. One case is where you're donating all your cattle. One case is where you're donating your entire estate. And which case are they arguing in? So it's like this. When do they argue the Magdish Nechasov? You said I'm Magdish my entire estate. Now, included in your estate, you have animals. So the Svarah Machlek is very simple. Rabbi Shua says that which is Shaykh to Mizbeach goes to the Mizbeach. That which is not Shaykh to Mizbeach goes to the Kabayis. And Rabbi Lezer says you don't divide, split a guy's words. He put it all in one sentence. He said I'm donating everything to the base of Magdish. So he wants everything to go to the same place. He doesn't want to even chalak your words. Oh, now we understand. Exactly. But if he clearly would have said, I am donating my cattle to Hashem, then everyone would agree that it's a Mizbeach. Because you're not splitting his words, because all the animals there are suitable for the Mizbeach. So a man pleading, when they're arguing, but Makdish Nechosef. Abba Makdish Edr, if he says, my stadim, my flock. Then call, I'm a Mizbeach to Mizbeach. Then everyone is Mizbeach. That where does it go? It goes to the Mizbeach. That's one opinion. Rabbo, Rav Huna b'shem Rav says the pumfaket. Ma pligin. When do they argue? Be magdish edre. If you magdish your behemoth, then we have an argument. I will be magdish the chasa. There's no machlek. If you clearly said I'm magdish my nechasa, since a big part of it is going to Bedek Abayis, and you didn't split your words, then everyone agrees that the thrust of what you were trying to say is that everything should go to the Bedek Abayis. Then call Amma Moida. Everyone's magdish the Bedek Abayis. Says Gemara, I don't understand Rabbo. I don't understand Rabbo. We'll see in a minute. I'll do it. Rabbi Zira Niche. Pashas Svara. I understand. Rabbi Zira says makes sense. You don't split his words, but if he says clearly, Edra, everyone's Maide goes to the Mizbech. Or Bekasha Rabba. Behemoth Lay Mizbechi. What's he saying here? If all you said was Eder, why would anybody say it should go to Bedek Abayis? You said that my Eder, my flock, should go to Hashem. Why would Rabbi Lezer say it goes to the Bedek Abayis rather than to the Mizbech? It's all suitable for Mizbech. There's nothing in there included that is not suitable for Mizbech. Why would he argue? What's the svara? So I'll tell you what the svara is. Nothing to do with Michalik's words, because it didn't specify. Behemoth Mizbech, he writes Mizbech. Since Behemoth goes to Mizbech, shouldn't he have said, instead of the Hashem, he should have said to the Mizbech, or Korban, or something? Why did he dafke omit that and says La Hashem? He dafke wanted it, there should be Bedek Abayis. That's basically use it for whatever they want. As if he clearly said only Bedek Abayis. That's our boss word. It comes along a third opinion. No. Lo Yishani, he makes no difference. It makes no difference if he makdish Nechosim, including there was flock, whether you only makdish your flock. He a machlek. It's the same machlek. They're arguing in everything. And both swords. I agree with both swords. Arguing both points. B'shem Rabbi Yechon says the following. Kotche. Rav Huna b'shem Rav and Rabbi Yavuah b'shem Rabbi Yechon. Say like this: in Bekotchim Mizbeach, we know that you cannot be poyde unless it contracted a mum. Yira achi yistayev. You let it wander about till it contracts a mum, and then you go ahead and you buy it, and you sell it. And then when you sell it, you still have rules about, you know, it's osigiz and all that. You know, I sell it, be itlis, and so on. Psuli hamikdashim. However, big said kotcha better kabai. What does better kabai do with the kotcha? They sell it. The animals they sell. Do you have to wait before you have a mum to sell it? He says no. Shepoidin tmimin. You can be poided by the tmimin. That's step number one. And furthermore, yotzel chulin. You can. It's chulin straight away. Because better kabayis is a different level of kedusha. It's the value of the animal. So basically, you can sell it, and you, the buyer, can use it straight away. Says the Gemara, Masnitsin Omra Kain, you found a braish that says, if I cared, we learned in Tumur of Volodin, the Cholim Mutilach Pedyonin. Says it that the Volodin and the Cholim is Mutter after you paid this. Mashmah, but the animal itself is not Mutter. If it's a Tomim. What are you saying? Says the Gemara, you're right. Rav Chizke B'Shem Rav Chizke Rav Chizke Tipote says, let's, you know what, let's understand Rabbi Yechon. Shepodon Tmimin V'Humu. What Rabbi Yechon is saying is, you don't have to wait for it to have a mum before you can be paid. You can pay it straight away. And you can enjoy the Cholov, you can enjoy the Vlad. But the animal itself, you cannot enjoy until it has a mum. Until it has a mum. Rabbi Yechon B'Shem Rav Chizke Masnis V'Homikain. Rabbi Yechon says, Takin Misha says that, V'Lodin V'Chelben Osa La'acha Pidyainim. He says there it says that the Volodon and the Chelbon is Asad even after the Pidyanin. In other words, you have to wait. How do you? We just learned a minute ago that the Cholov and the Vlad is Mutter after the Pidyanin. And here it says before it's Asad. Must be, we have to wait till it has a Mum. You could be Paided when it's a Tamim. But what Rabbi Yechon meant was, and once you paid it, you got to wait now till it has a mum. Kozman, it does not have a mum, it's Kaidish. It's still Kaidish, even though you paid it. Once it has a mum, you can be Mutter.
What does Paid mean?
Paid mean that's now in your shoes.
Understand, what does that mean?
Nothing, it's your control. But you have to wait now till it has a mum. But you don't, by kachim, you can't even do that. By kachim, it stays in the base of Migdash till it's finished.
But once it's, but by hekdash, once it has a mum, it's not really the hekdash anymore.
Therefore, yeah, then the hekdash is the right to sell it, yeah. Weiter. And once it has a mum, you can sell it. You can also do gizna, you can do all those things. But you're not allowed to sell beitli. You're not allowed to do things which are mevazit. You know, it still has a tinge of kedusha
in the meat market.
Yeah, you can't sell it that way because it's like it still has a tinge of kedusha. Rabchizda b'shem Rabbi Yisi kotche bedekabayishet podon. Rabchizda chizki says Rabbi Yisi that kotche bedekabayipaidit tmimin. Even though they were tmimin yotzin lechulin, they what? They go out to chulin. It's like Rabbi Yechon. So the Gemara in Tamele yotzin lechulin, and I'll prove it to you. Because if you can tell me that kotcha better kabayis when you redeem it, does not go chulin. Hey, kotcha better chulin, kotcha better kabayis. It says in our Mishnah, what do you do with the money? What do you do with the behemoths that you consecrated? You sell it to somebody who wants to do an oil, and the money, you better kabayis. But how do you sell it? If the Hegdish sells it, and you're telling me that if it sold it while it's a tamim, it's still kadusha's better kabayis. Yeah, it's still better kabayis. So how do you make it a carbon? How does this guy bring an oiler? How can you take a better kabayis and turn it into a carbon? You can't. You cannot be mashana, mikdusha l'kdusha. Must be that once you applied it, it's now chulin. That's why you can you sell it to somebody who needs to make an oiler or a shlamim, and now it's chulin in their rishus, and they take this animal and they turn it into a oiler, turn it into a shlamim. Is that right? That's mamish chulin. So the Gemara. Otherwise, hey, kachim is bare chol, kachim better gabayis. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Balimumin, kachim is bare chol lehin. By balimumin, the din is you're not allowed. If you're not allowed, you shouldn't, or you're not allowed to. You're even a beta. If you're makdish an animal, which is balimum to the bare. But if you did, it's kaidish, and kedusha is bare is chal in it. So we see that even though you shouldn't do something, there's still a certain kedusha that can be chal in it. What do you mean kodesh? In what way is it kodesh chal on that carbon? It has a mum. You can't bring it in mezbech. You can't bring it in mezbech, and yet there's kedusha on it. So over here, better kabayis as well. Even though the kedusha, if you decide to norai, maybe tak it's not chulin, but if you decide to make an oiler, the kedusha is chal on it, just like it's chal on the mum. Because there's something to be chal. You can add some more kedusha to it. Later, Mila, what can you add to it? We'll say by a balmum. In the case of you take a balmum and you donate it to the mezbech, you can't bring it in mezbech. What kedusha is chal on it? You know what's chal in it? Legiza la'avoda. There it's chal because before that it was mutter begizav avayda. Now that you consecrate it, it's oskiz avayda. So the difference is not raya because could be a better kabayis. Taka is not chulin. It's taka still better kabayis. But now that you've made it into naila, you add more kedush to it. You can bring it as bech. That's not a raya. What about hefrish nikeva loylosa? You mafrish an animal to an oil which is not suitable. For example, you mafrish on the keva. We already had this gemara as well previously in Tamura. Ulepischoi v'la'ashamai, or you mafrish on a keva for a carbon pesach which is not suitable, has to be a zocher, or you mafrish for ashem. We have three opinions. Opinion number one is tadakame oisa tamura. If you take another animal and you make it, take a zocher, and you say I'm intoime that this oil should go onto this one, it's good. The original was no good. The original was what? Was the caver couldn't have been an oiler. But there's an oiler there, you just can't bring it. So it's transferable. And therefore, the tamura, the new animal, can become an oiler. Same thing with the pesach, same thing with the nashim. That's Tanakam. Rav Shimon says, no, depends. Le oiler, so I'll agree with you, when it comes to an oiler, oiser tamura is transferable. Obla pesach lashami ain't oiser tamura. But a pesach lashami, there's nothing transferable here. If you take in a caver, and then which you didn't become a pesach or a nashim because they're in a caver, and you try to transfer it to another animal, it doesn't work. So how come oil does? We'll see in a minute. Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm in Shimon Rab Shimon. He says, my understanding of Rab Shimon is that it's not transferable even for oil. It's not transferable at all. Never transferable. Amr Abayechim says, it's time Rab Shimon. What's Rab Shimon? What's the Svar Rab Shimon? Why is an oil different? Why in a keva oil is transferable in Pesach Noshim? You know why? Because the musik of an oil by a keva is shaykh, by a bird. But the musig of a pesach by nekeva is never shaykh. The musig of an ashem by nekeva is never shaykh. So nothing happened. If nothing happened, what are you transferring here? How can you transfer to another animal? Mashengi by an oila, since it's shaykh, the musig of an oila by nekeva, true, not by an animal, by a bird, but it's shaykh. Therefore, something stayed with this animal. So even though this animal itself cannot be a full-fledged oila, but it's transferable to another animal. And that animal becomes an oila. In other words, the oil of the cave is shaykh. This is a reason why it can't be in an animal. So it's like there is an oil there, but it can't spread around this animal. But it's transferable. And where it could spread, it'll spread. You find what? You find in the cave, the Muslim in the cave, an oil. Why is it Shimon? You say it's not shaykh at all. Because when you bring an animal, which is the right animal, but because there's something wrong with it, you didn't meet the full criteria. It does not, the kedusha of the carbon, the chal, we'll see what that means. You bring the wrong animal, you're supposed to bring a min azachar, you bring in a keva, a faket, and so on, it's no good. What do you mean the same animal? They're different. How the time we learned, Ashram has to be a Ben Shana. An Ashram has to be a year old. What happened to time? You brought 2-year-old animals. It's the right species. Wrong age. Nothing happens. Yotze Ben Shtayim. Behavior Mishal. Oh, wait, let's say you have to bring in, those come on, you bring a 2-year-old. And you brought a 3-year-old? La Yotze. So Madoch, where it's the same species and yet you did the wrong thing, it's nothing. So if you brought the wrong species, therefore surely it's no good. Amr Rabbi Yechon said, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shua, Shneim, Amr Dovechot. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shua both say the same thing. Kamod Rabbi Shua Amar, Rabbi Shua says, Nekeva le'oile le'kitcha ele'hegdish damim. Just like Rabbi Shua said in our Mishnah. When you makdish your assets, what did he say when you makdish your assets? He says, the Nekeva. What did Rabbi Shua say? Rabbi Shua said, the Zachar. Rabbi Shua said, that which is Shaykh to Mizbeah goes, right? He had Zachar and Nekeva. He said, the Zachar, which is Shaykh to an oil, goes straight to Mizbeah. Right? Rabbi Shua said, the Zachar goes straight to Mizbeah. The Nekeva, you sell it for somebody who wants a Shlamim, because remember, you're trying to make, because he said Lashem, it has to be within the Kabban, is the one that's Mosh LaHashem. Which carbon is Mosh LaHashem? The oil. Even though it's not totally, but it's the majority, except the oil. So when you said Lashem, you meant Oila. But in the cave, it can't be an Oila. So what do? We say that in the cave, you sell it. With the money, you buy an Oila. That means that since the animal is not Shayat on his back, what happens to the animal? It's only a Kedusha Damim. It's only a Kedusha Damim. So in the cave, Oila, so Rabbi Shua says, in the cave, Oila, the kitchen, see, hold on, why? The animal doesn't become holy. Ella, Hegdish Damim, it's Ogdish Damim. Cain Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Nekeva la'ayla la'kitcha la'gish damim. So Rabbi Shimon says, anybody in the Nekeva? If you set aside Nekeva for an ayla, what's the Kedusha Yekdush damim? And this is like Rabbi Shimon Yehuda's version of it, Rabbi Shimon, that it's not transferable because the animal never became Kedush. in tamer kotcha kedusha guf. Because if you can tell me that the animal becomes a kedusha guf, then what you have to do is yiru. If it's kedusha guf, then you can't just sell it outright. You have to wait till it contracts a moon before you sell it. Yiru, let it go wander about. Says the Gemara, Omar Rebbe. Rebbe says, according to the most unfortunate gifts, is ain't any roya divi Rav Shimon Pesach. I don't agree with Rav Shimon by Pesach. Not I do agree, but I don't agree with Rav Shimon Pesach. What Rav Shimon said by Pesach? Rav Shimon by Pesach, definitely you, on the cave is not ro, and therefore nothing happens. It's not Shaykh Tumud, and nothing happened. I disagree. You know why? Because Shamoise Pesach Bashlamim. What happens to the leftover Pesach? It becomes a Shlamim. Now, what do we know about a Shlamim? It's Shaykh for an Akeva. So therefore, if you donate an Akeva for a Pesach, even though it cannot be a Pesach, it can become the outcome of a Pesach. So there's a Shaykhis to Pesach in this Shlamim, and therefore I believe that it is Shaykh to Mur here. I disagree with him. Let him say, I don't agree with Abshimin by Oshim as well. So why does he only say, I don't agree with him when it comes to Pesach, because a Pesach becomes a Shlamim and a Shlamim Shaykh and a Keva. Say the same thing by an Oshim. Shahamoysir Oshim. What happens to the leftover Oshim? Ba'oila. It becomes an Oila. It becomes an Oila.
Pesach is only Zocher.
Pesach only Zocher. So is an Oshim. So is the thing. That's a famous question Chaim Rishis is to ask. What happens if you have a Shechter called Pesach and there's a Ben Pku inside? Does that become Pesach or not? So he says, "Amoyis and Osher ba'Oyla becomes an Oyla, and an Oyla we said before on the Kaver Oyla." I said, "What's a kasha?" Karen Pesach, he found the Ben Pku inside. What's it do? That's exactly the catch. So, what do you call it? Or the thing, or the question is, how do you bring lechem upon him on Pesach? What do you do with the Shabbos? Okay. Anyway, so what do you call it? The question is, since Pesach can become a Shlamim, you tell me Chayich, an Osham becomes an Oila, right? Leftover becomes an Oila. And what did we just say? Rav Shimon said about an Oila. An Oila is Shayich than a Kaver because an Oila is Oif. No, so how come by an Osham do we say that nothing happened? It should have happened. The same Chesed should happen as well. Amar Abavin, what do you compare? Im Higdish Pesach Bo Shlamim Gufikar Shlamim. By a Pesach, the animal itself turns into a Shlamim. The animal itself turns into a Shlamim. Im Higdish Asham Ba'oila, Engubakar Ba'oila, when an Asham, they say the leftover becomes an Oila. Not the animal itself becomes an Oila. You sell it, and the money, you buy an Oila. The animal itself doesn't become an Oila, so it's different. What are you comparing it to? Ma'o Kedai, what happens? Hanamar Hegdish Damim Hegdish. Over here is Makdish the value, and over here is Makdish the goof itself. Okay, we'll stop painting tomorrow, Mitzvah. I married a little more pony.